Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Dan Ellis, who is Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services of Baltimore. And Dan's here to talk to us about various programs that NHS has for homeowners, for renters, and for our community. So, Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are not familiar with NHS, could you tell us a little bit about its purpose and funding?
Sure. Thanks so much, Bill. We are, so NHS is a nonprofit that's been around for almost 50 years in Baltimore. And everything that we do as a nonprofit, it flows out of what we believe, which is that economic justice is a right for all people and communities. And we look to do that by removing barriers that have been put in place, preventing people from achieving justice. And really do that in three primary areas of programming. One is in homeownership, where we help people who aren't ready to buy a home to be able to get ready. We provide down payment assistance, and we can provide first mortgages as well. To our home preservation work, where we help people be able to stay in their homes, often through loans to do home improvements, or sometimes some grant programs. And then through our community development work, which is focused primarily in West Baltimore around the Mondom and Mall Coppin State University area and the Greater Mondom and Greater Rosemont communities.
Okay, great. Thank you. What's a way for our listeners to find out more information?
Sure. So anyone who is interested in more information about this or anything that we talk about today can simply look at our website, which is just www.nhsbaltimore.org. So just a website search should do pretty well, but it's just nhsbaltimore.org.
Okay, great. And a telephone number for those of us that don't have access?
Sure. Our phone number is 410-327-1200. So 410-327-1200. And then they can just dial extension 101 is my extension, and I can get them directed to the right place. They can leave me a message, and it'll get directed.
Okay, great. Now, as executive director, your job is to make everything work, right?
Exactly. My job is everything else that the rest of the staff isn't able to do. So we have a tremendous staff of 37 people right now.
Wow.
And so they do incredible work in so many areas, helping people and helping communities. My job is to really make sure that the resources exist, that they can thrive and excel. Many of those resources are financial, but not all of them. But a lot of external partnerships, making sure we have the right relationships in the right places.
Right. Let's in talking about your programs for the public, let's first talk about for renters.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So for renters, a lot of it depends on what the goal is of the individual, because we don't assume that everybody has the same goal. But most of the people that we work with who are renting are interested in moving to home ownership. But many people have been told that home ownership's not for them or that they're not qualified to be a homeowner. Those are the people that we really want to talk to, because we can provide help and support that's all free to the public, where they can come in and we'll spend time with them. We'll coach them through the process. We'll help them to understand what buying a house is and whether or not it's the right fit for them. Because for a lot of people who have been told that many of our home buyers are first-time home buyers, most of them are, and many are first in their family to own a home. About 78% of our home buyers are African-American, and that's something that we look at and monitor pretty closely. So it's trying to reach people who have been told as a community that home ownership is not for them and to make sure that we remove those barriers that exist. Then we can provide down payment assistance for people so that they have the money for the closing costs and for the down payment that's required. And then we can even provide first mortgage loans for those who have that need and are in need of that. So we work with about 300 people a year who actually buy houses. So that's how many actually get houses at the end of the year. So it's something that we try to do on some scale to make a difference for people who are looking to improve their generational wealth and other outcomes that are benefits through homeownership.
That's great. And I guess I can, someone that's interested in homeownership can qualifying for it or just has questions about it, they can go on the website?
Absolutely. So the website is the best place to start. And it's just, again, www.nhsbaltimore.org.
Okay. And there should be, I know that you have different buttons there for different folks, for homeowners or for renters.
We do.
Yeah, and that's really helpful. That's really helpful.
Yeah, so there's a button on the website that's for buying a house. If you're not sure if homeownership is, you can click the button. It'll give you some information, but at a certain point, it'll connect you to real people because it's about people and about relationship and being able to look at a situation because everybody's different and every situation is different, and we don't assume that things are right for everyone is exactly the same. So
absolutely.
It really creates that space.
Yeah. Let's talk about your programs, and I know you have a bunch also for those folks that currently own their homes.
Absolutely. So a lot of our work for homeownership, for current homeowners, really around helping to make sure that people have the resources needed to maintain their home. Because at the end of the day, if you're a homeowner and the furnace goes up or the roof starts to leak, it can be pretty expensive, as anyone who owns a home knows. And there's not a landlord to call because you are your own landlord at that point. And so we have a number of programs. We have some grant programs. We have some loan programs that are for lower income folks. But we also have programs where people who maybe, you know, they have a good income, but they don't have a lot of money. They may not have equity in their home because they recently bought it. We can actually still make loans to those folks. Whereas a bank will typically turn them down, we can often help them with relatively low interest loans to be able to make that a fix to the roof or the furnace or other improvements that are needed within the home. So we're able to do that. We're able to look at things a lot more flexibly, than what traditional lenders often can do. And that's one of the advantages of being a nonprofit lender is we can work with our clients to best meet their needs where they are.
Yeah. Let's talk about, thank you. Let's talk about income limits. You know, the first question when folks hear free is, or should be, do I qualify?
Sure. So it depends on, so different programs have different income limits. So the grant programs are pretty restricted, as you would expect, often at relatively low income. It's based on a formula from the federal government, which means it's really complex. But to put it in relatively simple terms is it basically is two times the poverty level oftentimes, which means it's often you're making, you know, your household income, which is adding everybody who lives in the house, all of their income together, is less than, I would say, usually 30 to 40,000 to be eligible for a grant, depending on the number of the people in the house. But there are programs where we can do loans that are much, much higher income. Some can be even up to for people who are earning six figures.
Wow.
So we can sometimes even do loans at that level for folks. If someone can go to a bank and get a loan, then go ahead and go to a bank and get a loan. We're fine with that. We're trying to fill in some of the gaps where that the population is really not able to be serviced by the banks.
And you folks do a wonderful job at it. Over the years,
you've
contributed quite a bit to a lot of families that need help and that need a boost up. So it's a wonderful programs that you have.
People can borrow sometimes as much as $20,000 or $30,000 for improvements to the home. So it's not necessarily really low dollar either. It can be a significant project.
Good. Good. So if you have a question, just go on the website and talk to somebody. That's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your specific community development projects to give folks an idea about what's going on perhaps in their own neighborhood.
Sure.
I know you're in Mondawmin, huh?
We are. So we're doing a lot of work over in the greater Mondawmin area around the mall, for those who don't know all the neighborhoods. So right around Mondawmin Mall and Coppin State University. And we have some programs that are centered in that area. So most of our work is citywide. So anybody who lives in the city can call about the home ownership or the loans to help people or grants to help people with home repairs. The other programs that were really centered on these communities. And in those communities, we're doing a couple things. One thing we're doing is we're building a food hall with some partners at Coppin CDC, that is on North Avenue right next to Coppin State University, called the Mill on North. And we're really excited about this project because right now there are very, very few food options in West Baltimore.
Yeah.
And so we have six local vendors and plus a cocktail bar, that'll be in this space. It's a food hall, so there's shared seating, so you can go there with your family and have dinner. It'll be opening hopefully this summer. It's under construction right now. And so we have six vendors who are in place for that. And we're really excited about that. They're all, black owned businesses with connections to West Baltimore. So,
good.
That's so pretty local. Important to us.
They're local. They know what people like to eat.
They all know what people like to eat. And I know that people in the community love to eat good food. And we made sure that it was, really good quality food because I'm excited to be able to go there and eat.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out too. And I know you're over in Walbrook too, huh?
We are. So we're also doing a fair bit of work in the area then just west of Coppin State University. We're buying, renovating, and selling houses. So this year we're doing about 30 houses. But we've set the goal as a team to try to eliminate vacant houses in the greater Mondawmin area by the end of the decade, which is a little over 500 houses. So it's a pretty ambitious goal.
Yeah.
But our team's excited to take that on and work with the community to accomplish that. So we're doing a lot of housing renovation work and setting it up and structuring it so that people who live in the community can afford to own homes in their community. So if anyone lives in that area, please call us. We'd love to help you be able to own a home in your own neighborhood that's fully renovated and done right.
Yeah. The places that NHS has rehabbed are really nice. My goodness.
Absolutely. I mean, we actually think that everybody deserves good quality housing and nice housing.
Amen.
And even if something is affordable, doesn't mean that it's lower quality.
Right.
So everybody wants and deserves that. So that's part of our mantra and part of bringing justice to community.
Yeah, we're talking about human dignity here.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to be treated with dignity. With dignity. I know that one of the things that NHS does really wonderfully is if somebody doesn't qualify for one of your programs, you'll bump them to somebody else with perhaps a program that they do qualify for.
Yep. Absolutely. And whether it's a program, another program at NHS, we sometimes have people call for one particular service, but they need help in another area that we can help with. We're also fairly connected in the nonprofit world. So if it's something that somebody needs assistance with that we may not do, we're fairly connected and know others who often do provide those services and are happy to connect people to groups that do similar type services to what we do, but may not fit exactly within what our parameters are.
Right. And I know you do foreclosure prevention too.
We do. We do, because helping people stay in their homes is actually critically important work. And so we do that. We help people to be able to do that, to be able to access some of the current COVID relief funds that are available to help people who are behind on their mortgage.
Yeah. The best way to find out is to go on the website. Right.
Absolutely. Website's always the best point of access for those who are able to navigate the web. Just www.nhsbaltimore.org and you're get to us.
Great. We're out of time, unfortunately, Dan. The website is nhsbaltimore.org and the telephone number, please?
It's 410-327-1200. If they need an extension, they can use mine. It's extension 101 and we'll get it directed to the right place.
Amen. Well, thank you so much.
Good. Thank you for your time and for the invitation to join today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Unfortunately, though, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Dan Ellis, who is Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services of Baltimore, for being our guest. Thank you, Dan. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you much.
And for Living in Baltimore, let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.